Hi, this is Alan.
And the Grizz.
And just a few quick messages before the start of the episode. First of all, thank you very much for listening to Rise of the Robots. If you can, we really appreciate it if you can rate and review us at the end of the episode, obviously, on your podcatcher of choice. Ratings and reviews are how we get onto the charts. Really, we would really appreciate it. Also, if you subscribe on your podcaster of choice, that'd be fantastic. We are going to be airing episodes every Monday. Also, if you want to get in contact with us, well, you can email us at rotrpodcast@gmail.com.
You can also get in touch with us on our Facebook, which is Rise of the Robots, and our Twitter, at podcastrotr. That's podcast R-O-T-R.
And finally, just a reminder that Rise of the Robots is held under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 International License. Enjoy the episode.
From the All-American Sports Park in Las Vegas, Nevada, it's the BattleBots Pay-Per-View. This is the Grizz.
This is Alan.
And you're listening to Rise of the Robots. And today, we are covering the 1999 BattleBots Las Vegas pay-per-view, and this is the Super Heavyweight Division! I can't believe I got that in one fucking go.
Hello! Yes, welcome to this BattleBots Rewatch podcast. Today we're covering, well, technically speaking, one half of the pay-per-view.
One half?
But not really, because there's a few different circumstances.
We felt that it would be easier to just do one tournament all the way through and then split them up into two different episodes. So we're just doing one tournament one week, one tournament another week. It's going to be easier that way for everyone involved to keep track. And also the fact that we want to get the Superweight Heavy Tournament out the way because it is the lesser of the
mix,
two.
Of mixed quality. Is the fairest way to say it.
Mixed to zero.
Yeah. So
this is going to be fun.
Yep. Since there are only eight robots, we're going to do the Robot Wars style introduction. Starting with
Slam!
Which is a full body spinner. Orange with sort of a weird sort of blade that's a
white
thing. It's weird. Anyway.
Minion!
Six-wheel drive with a giant pair of saws on the front.
A great pair of saws.
Yep.
Abattoir!
What the fuck is that? It looks like it's got... It looks like something you would find in a garbage heap. It's basically a six-wheel robot. By the sound of it, it was originally a four-wheel robot and they've bolted two wheels to the front of it. And it's got this enormous spinning blade that's basically a plank of wood on a car wheel hub.
Which is too high to touch any robot.
Yes.
Rikon.
Which is a bizarre looking thing. It's a rectangular silver box with no arm at the back because instead it has push out saws.
Double penetrators.
Indeed.
Ginsu.
Which looks like something a 6-year old designed. It's a triangular shaped box. Well, I say triangle.
T-shaped robot.
It's a T-shaped robot with six saw blades as wheels. And the idea is basically whatever way it hits, it flies onto four wheels at every angle. Is the theory.
Megalodon.
Which we covered in the Long Beach pay-per-view. Very interesting looking design. It is a six-legged spider-like robot.
Don't like spiders.
And next up,
World Peace.
Which is a giant blue box with various peaceful things painted on it, including children and a dove. And on the front of it, there is a ginormous claw.
Duel.
We have no fucking idea what it looks like because we don't see it in this pay-per-view. Basically what happens is halfway through the first fight, they mention in passing, oh, World Peace's opponent Duel had to pull out.
Oh. Alright, at least it's pulling out. You know, it's been safe.
Indeed.
I mean, you don't want robot babies, do you?
So, the battle box is remarkably similar to the one that was in the Long Beach show. So, the same effectively as the battle box that you see in modern battle bots. Sword blades are a little less advanced. The barriers at the side are still carbide-tipped spikes.
Carbide?
And the difference is they don't have the wee mini spikes that were in Long Beach.
Thankfully.
It's almost like this was recorded 3 months after the taping of the Long Beach show.
Almost.
I think it was
almost like it was, huh? So, almost like it was recorded in the same year.
Indeed.
To be vague.
So, the super heavyweights, I believe they do actually tell us the specific weight. Though, for some reason, they don't actually tell us the weight range, they just tell us the maximum weight it can be.
It was, what, 480 something pounds?
Yeah, something like that. Assuming we're meant to take it, it's whatever weight between the heavyweight weight limit and the super heavyweight weight limit.
Yeah.
Is the idea. In the pay-per-view, the super heavyweights kick off after the first round of the...
Yeah, it's
the first round we see on screen of the heavyweight tournament. There are other fights that happen before that, which we'll cover when we actually cover the heavyweight tournament next week.
Yeah, so it's the first round of the heavyweight tournament, then the first round of the super heavyweights, then the semi-finals of the heavyweights, then the semi-final of the super heavyweights, final heavyweights, finals of the super heavyweights. You get it. You get the idea. You get the idea. Now, so that gives the robots time to go backstage and
so the
tinker...
So the commentary team is...
Shit.
So the commentary team for the event is Larry Mitchell, who's the play-by-play, and Dan Danknik, who is a roboteer, and they'll be providing commentary for the show. They perhaps were the first people that volunteered. Also, the other thing... The way that the commentary is set up, it's actually quite quiet. So early on in the show, it's very hard to hear them.
No, I'd say that's arguable, whether or not they're quiet or just the fact that the sound guys cannot get their fucking pitching right.
Yeah, I think we managed to get it right by the super heavyweights.
Yay.
So anyway, we'll get to the actual battle. So the first battle is Slam versus Minion. Which
ranked number 5 Slam versus ranked number 4 Minion.
So what happens is that after, oh, we still haven't addressed this, right, in the BattleBots pay-per-view there is a little robot monkey. It's called Y2K2, and it looks horrific.
Do you know what it reminds me of?
It's the last thing you see before you die.
No, that's The Ring. Do you watch Friends?
Thankfully not.
Thankfully not. Okay, you won't get this reference, but surely some of you out there will. Remember the episode where Joey gets a TV show called Mac and Cheese? And then his robot, his sidekick is a robot. Yeah, that's what Y2K2 reminds me of.
And basically they've seemed to have filled Y2K with a load of stock phrases.
Yep.
Like, 3, 2, 1, let's kick butt! Because it's the 90s and we're edgy.
Yep. Which also was what the terrible commentator in the Long Beach show kept saying.
Yes.
Thankfully, they didn't keep that.
Yeah.
Thankfully, Y2K2 never fucking comes back either.
So, anyway, on to the actual battles on this robot fighting podcast. So, Minion basically charges in straight away. Slam doesn't seem to get going all that well.
It gets a couple of very good shots, like, just to begin with, but it can never seem to really spin up again, like, very well.
And then what happens is Minion pushes Slam right onto the kill saws.
Mm-hmm. Which they're identified as the kill saws in this,
Yep.
In this pay-per-view.
And you actually hear the noise as the saws start to shred underneath Slam.
Yeah.
Like, and you actually see Slam moving with the saws.
Like, you can see the aerial still spinning, as in, like, it feels like the inside of the robot is definitely still spinning, but the chassis that just kind of isn't anymore. I think, like, maybe, like, the kill saws have just, like, a slight, like, you know, kind of different level to the rest of the arena. And I think, like, that may have, like, goosed it, like, because maybe, like, the bottom of the robot maybe went down a bit further and it just didn't seem to attach anymore.
So, Slam pretty much goes dead after a minute.
A minute, if you're being fucking kind, I'd say about 30 seconds.
Yeah. It's about a minute into the fight, they call it.
Yep, and then also there's a little bit of smoke as well, and Slam is done, and it's a knockout!
Yep. Now, Minion goes on to fight against World Peace. I finally get that name.
Yep. Because...
And next we get
World
to...
World Peace gets a bye.
Yep. Against its opponent, which is unable to start.
Womp.
Oh dear.
Speaking of robots that don't start...
Well, to be fair, it starts. It doesn't do much else. Abattoir versus Rykon. Abattoir is the ugliest fucking thing I have ever seen. It's the fact that they've bolted two wheels that look completely different. I mean, it does look like...
They tried to say something along the line, like, they didn't really specifically explain what they were saying, there was just kind of
implication.
Yeah, and then they were like, oh, they needed to change two wheels. Did it mean two wheels as in...
Two wheels on it, or
did it mean, did it have tracks before and it needed to change two wheels? It wasn't exactly explained very well.
I mean, it doesn't help. It looks like it's got a piece of wood with a wheel hub just plonked on top of it.
Yeah, this is almost the equivalent of, like, a fucking backyard wrestler. Like, and
so,
that's his championship belt. It was like, it's a couple of bits of, like, it's a wheel hub, and then it's attached to, like, you know, a fucking belt. And it's like, yep, there's my wrestling belt.
So what basically, the weapon starts to spin, Rykon charges into it.
Box rushes it,
hits the weapon goes dead.
So
Rykon then gets stuck going forward, and basically rams into Abattoir a couple of times, and then rams repeatedly into the wall. Keeps trying to turn away from the wall, but it is
just
kind of...
seems to not. I think, like, one side of the drive just went dead, like, upon impact.
And then...
Abattoir just kind of...
Stumbles out.
Stumbles forward. Stumbles backwards.
Stumbles
forward
back,
again.
And as it stumbles forward again, it just
It blows up.
It starts to burn.
Fuck. Super heavyweights, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, I mean, the fight was just completely...
So, Rykon wins?
Rykon wins by virtue of not being on fire. Now,
Rykon at least done an attack.
The other thing as well is, by the sound of it, what happened is one of the chains came out in Rykon, and that's part of the reason why it couldn't drive properly.
But still, maybe not fucking...
Because they're saying... That's what they end up saying, is that that's why... They can, because what also happens is they have 20 minutes of repair time between fights, and basically they're going, yeah, we'll be fine.
Yeah.
So next up is Ginsu versus Mechadon.
But we should preface the fact that, like, our explanation lasted about 20 seconds. This match still went on for about 2 minutes, where Abattoir just sat on fire and Rykon was just kind of bumbling about. against the rail.
It's really bad
like,
looking.
There's it's just in this early iteration of BattleBots, there is clearly no, you know, like, right, let's just stop this. It just kind of just went on, man.
Yeah. So anyway, on to the next fight, which is Ginsu versus Mechadon. Now, I do love both Roboteers, because they do the introductions, like, they do proper like, boxer-style introductions.
Yeah, like a little like box interview.
And both robots, the Roboteer is standing on top of their bot, and it looks dope as hell.
Oh, yeah.
Particularly Mechadon.
Oh, man.
I mean, he's playing to the crowd.
Oh, yeah. Like, Mechadon, like, as we kind of spoke about in the Long Beach episodes, definitely is a super fucking badass piece of machinery. Can't really understand how it's meant to fight.
But anyway, we'll get to that. We'll get to this fight. Now, it goes in the number one seed.
Yeah.
So it must
it's
have,
the coolest.
Because it must have won the tournament the previous year.
There wasn't a super heavyweight tournament.
Oh, so there wasn't.
It just went in because it's the superest, heaviest weight, and it's probably was the only one.
Yeah.
Because I don't think any of these other super heavyweight robots fought in the Long Beach, so this is the only one.
No, Slam did.
No, that he was a heavyweight. He bulked up.
Okay.
He took his protein, he ate his beef, and he bulked up to super heavyweight.
Yeah.
So there.
So anyway, so Ginsu versus Mechadon. Now, Ginsu is actually controlled by one of the co-founders of BattleBots.
Indeed.
In fact, he's the guy. We mentioned the Long Beach episode. We mentioned the fact that there was a guy going around pointing at robots and going, "This one?
Ah!
Is this the Rumble winner?" Yeah, that's the guy.
Yep.
So,
the job is not the man.
He is. Well, he is the man.
No, he's the guy.
The oh, man. He's the guy.
The,
okay.
The man is covering. Whoa. Because I need to get wrestling at Everton, apparently.
Okay.
I don't know. Like, you see that. You see that Ginsu looks like it was
designed by a six-year-old.
I quite like it.
Oh, it's brilliant. Absolutely. The concept's brilliant. Saw wheels.
Which was not the only time that we see saw wheels in
yes.
robot combat.
So anyway,
don't remember the name of that bot, but we'll see it eventually.
Ginsu charges into Mechadon.
It does so much damage.
It pushes Mechadon over. You see a motor fly off Mechadon.
Oh, yeah. And then, like, there's this one part where, like, one of Ginsu's wheels gets, like, jammed in the legs of Mechadon, and then, like, it just, like, bending to such a weird angle that eventually, like, dislodges and pops, and it just makes this pure amazing sound that is like, well, that's the kind of sound that you want to hear.
And it's not only that. Mechadon basically pulls itself up using Ginsu, and it eventually gets itself right. Ginsu goes for another attack, and as it goes for that other attack, it knocks Mechadon over and then gets caught on Mechadon's leg and turns itself side
on. It pretty much runs up Mechadon's leg like a ramp and just like it just yeetses itself over, but it's like it just clearly got a bit too overzealous essentially, and just it too fast, too quick, kind of fucked itself slightly.
And then it's 2 minutes
of
Mechadon trying to right itself.
Of Mechadon.
And basically what's up, one of the motors is dead in the leg, so it just cannot get itself into a position to get back onto its legs.
But yet, still wins.
Yeah, it's
declared the winner by a technical knockout because it was still technically moving.
But it spends 2 minutes because it's fully articulated, so basically two of the three segments of it are just turning about trying. There's one bit where it gets so close.
And then, like, even the commentators are like, it just needs to grab onto something that's like, it's not a human being, it
and
can't
grab
onto
things. And
then what
happens is when it gets turned over...
After the match. They're trying to write it so that they can take it out of the battle box.
And basically what happens is one of the segments gets caught. It basically, the leg kind of gets... It's the leg that popped out.
Yeah.
And it basically gets lodged inside one of the other legs.
Like, one of the legs definitely got bent all the way back to the point it got stuck under one of the other legs.
Yeah.
And
basically, it takes something like 10 minutes to get the robot out.
Oh.
I mean, you can see them stalling for time, and they throw a video package in, and they just do everything they can to stall for time as this enormous robot gets
carted off,
and they start work trying to repair it.
And so, that's the quarterfinals.
That's the quarterfinals.
Wow, that was quick.
Hi guys, Alan.
And the Chris.
Here with a slight break from the main show. Just say thanks to the people without whom this podcast would not be possible. Firstly, to Greg Watt, who designed the Rise of the Robots logo. Before I butchered it slightly.
Also want to give a quick shout out to Technolax, who do our theme song, Master Machine. You can check out Technolax on YouTube or their website at technolax.com to listen to all of their royalty-free tracks.
So we get on to the semi-finals, starting with World Peace versus Minion.
World Peace, who didn't have a match and also not a ranking. So it's ranked, versus ranked 4, Minion.
So Minion... So... One thing I do love is World Peace has this phenomenal control box. See, when you see it, it's this enormous thing.
It's just a ginormous box it's pretty much like a pure old school, like 80s beat 'em up, like style, like joysticks.
Yeah. So, the fight starts, the two robots go dodging around each other. One other thing, in the introduction, it's because they introduce... The way they introduce the robots is really weird. They go from whatever city they're from...
America!
Made from the creative mind of the team captain.
Yep. With the team of...
And in this, it's like Cool Team or something like that. And they call... And they refer to Minion as being Cool Robots Team. Where it's Cool Robots Team.
It's Cool Robots Team.
That's the name of it. Cool, but it's cool not Team Robots, Cool Robots Team.
So it's called Cool Robots Team and not Team Cool Robots. That's very bizarre.
I don't know.
Anyway.
So basically, two robots charge in. Minion manages to get behind World Peace. And it rams World Peace into the saw blades.
Oh yeah.
It gets multiple hits with its own blades and with the floor blades. Apparently, the commentators at one point say, it's going for the on-off switch. So apparently World Peace's on-off switch is just hanging off the back of it.
And it's that easy to hit, apparently.
So,
World Peace just kind of, like, at one point, admittedly gets a really good grasp of one Minion's wheels. And I think, like...
You actually see the chain pop.
Yeah.
You see the chain pop, and it's a spectacular attack with a claw.
This is one of the very few times where, like, you know, a six-wheeled robot makes total sense. Like, because that chain pops, and those other five wheels are still working independently enough to, like, be able to get the robot about, like, with little to no problems.
Unfortunately, the thing it damaged as well was the saw. So the saw's completely dead.
Yep. And then World Peace just kind of gets stuck. The spikes are still there, actually. I mean, they've been beefed up.
Yeah.
But they actually are still there.
What then happens is World Peace gets lifted up by the spikes, and it kind of shingles
out
a bit.
Doesn't really move off
and
of
then it gets lifted again, and then it goes dead.
Yeah.
So World Peace is dead. I just wanted to say that.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
That's how much we can use without copyright. So World Peace loses. Minion takes the victory, even though it's driving in circles by this point. The three judges are pointing a point each for control, aggression, and damage. Minion takes it on aggression.
Oh yeah, definitely.
In that,
World Peace got one good claw shot in, and that was probably about it.
Exactly.
Like, also kind of, as you say, like, World Peace did kind of just die at the end, and Minion was at least still moving. Granted, it wasn't really moving a lot, but well, it was, I mean, at least... Because this is also the other kind of thing that kind of goes with this, is the way that, like, they don't seem to have the, you know, the spinning round thing in these early shows still seems to be the robot is active, but even if it's still spinning around, like, that's now these days that's considered, oh, the robot's incapacitated. Yeah.
Now, the weird thing is, the other thing they have is this thing called CompuBots, which is basically a, this is how many hits happened in the fight, this is how many pushes it got.
Yeah.
And in
it really makes it look like a certain robot's going to win some matches, which it doesn't.
Yeah. I mean, it looks like Minion absolutely mullered World Peace, whereas in actuality, yes, okay, World Peace only got one hit, but that one hit took out two wheels on the weapon.
Yeah.
So it's... I'm going to talk more about CompuBots next week, because there's one particular battle it really throws off the result.
Yep.
Absolutely.
And now, the match we've all been waiting for.
Raikon versus Megadon.
Ranked 6 Raikon versus ranked number 1 Megadon.
And they go backstage and they show all the repair work going on Megadon, because as they mentioned, one of the motors has fallen off.
Well, they have 13 more, so it should be fine, they said earlier.
Yes, so there's 14 motors in total. And it turns out that two motors in the robot have broken.
Balls.
They're the two robot motors that they cannot access within 20 minutes.
Awesome.
So, in other words, Raikon cannot be repaired. We can't repair it here.
Megadon.
Megadon. Megadon say, we can't repair it here, and even if we could, it would be more than 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
So, by default,
Raikon is a finalist.
Raikon is in the final.
Such hard work Raikon did. Well done.
Yes. It actually seemed... I finally encountered a finalist who had less effort than Roadblock.
Wow.
In Series 2.
Wow. That's really mean.
I'll probably cut that out.
No. No,
Roadblock, who literally, the battles it fights, it's like, the King Buxton fight is quite hard. The other two fights has Onslaught's dead on arrival, and Killer Hertz kills itself in one hit.
I could probably think of more other robots, but I can't think of them off the top of my head. So.
Fuck it, I'm gonna... Hey guys, Alan here. Just taking a quick break from the podcast to let you know that if you are enjoying this podcast and you want to hear more, the whole archive is available either on your podcatcher of choice or on the Audio Boom website. Alternatively, if there is some other podcasts you would like to listen to between listening to us, there is a list published on the Robot Report of several of the most popular podcasts, a botcast list, as it's referred to on the website. We will have a link in the description of this podcast. So, on the botcast list at the Robot Report, it lists the podcast in question, a quick description about the podcast, and all the links that you can go on to access their episodes. The podcasts that are listed include Behind the Bots, Extreme Scrutiny Club, Roasting Robots, Roboteers, Stand By, The Drop Zone, The Robocast, The Robot Wars History Podcast, The Shuntcast, and of course, Rise of the Robots. So if you check out that page, it will give you plenty of listening between now and your next episode of Rise of the Robots. Let's get back to the final part of this week's episode. Right, anyway, so we get to
the final. It was a long, hard road to get here, folks. And I mean that for us, because we were watching this.
So, yes, we get... now, before that, Minion is fucking state.
What I want to bring up before we get here is like, okay, so Mechadon couldn't continue. Why didn't they just resub back in Ginsu? I feel cheated. Like, I got a fight taken away from me.
They were running out of time. That's literally the only thing I can think is that they went, we only have a certain amount of time to do this. But anyway, so we cut to the final, and basically they take about 5 minutes showing the fact that they, basically Minion is being thrown together. Look,
There's literally the point where Minion is getting
repaired on the way to the
there's
box.
There's literally a guy like crawling next to the robot, putting shit back on it.
Yeah.
And then like the funniest part is the way that during this match, like one of the commentators is like, oh, these two robots are clearly really battered up from their previous fights. It's like, yeah, Raikon really battered from that previous fight where he done, you know,
one shot,
a box rush, and then done nothing, and then the second match where he didn't do anything because he didn't have one.
Yeah. So both robots running, and it's clear that Minion's saws aren't working.
Nope.
Raikon at one point gets stuck on the spikes.
Right, like see for half this match, I would argue that Raikons weren't working until they started working.
Yeah.
I don't know if this was a planned strategy or if they just decided now is the time. But like Minion like went so many times, you know, like saw on saw with Raikon, even though the saws weren't working, it was just like it's kinda one of these things where it's like he's clearly just trying to show aggression by constantly jabbing into it.
And also, it's clear that Raikon's losing the shoving match.
Oh, yeah.
So what ends up happening is Raikon does start to use its saws. It is moving quite slowly, unfortunately. But it does manage to get a few hits with those saws.
Mm-hmm.
At one point, it's clear that Minion has lost a chain. However, Raikon also has a chain hanging out of it as well.
Yeah.
Well, both robots lose chains very, very, well, quite late on into the fight, to be fair. But it's clear that Minion, in particular, is really strong at the move. In fact, I think at one point, the only bit of Raikon that seems to be moving properly is basically a bit like Penetrator, except less obscene. The saws come out of the front of Raikon.
I think it's actually the back.
Which actually, back, it's double, not clear which
title. Double jobby.
Yeah. So, as of by the end, it just seems that both robots are kind of limping to a bit.
Which, again, I don't understand, considering Raikon has had probably about 30 seconds of actual robot combat.
Well, to be fair, it's gone 3 minutes here.
Well, yeah, in technicality terms, yes, it did.
Yeah.
But let's just end this facade.
There's one final thing which I do say, which is at one point Raikon crawls onto the saws. And then the saws come up. And you almost see Raikon go, run away!
My bat, I'm still awake. It's almost like it literally fell asleep. It was like, oh yeah, I'm fighting.
Yeah. So it goes to a judge's decision. See what I mean? Like, it just randomly spits up.
Not through its own accord, granted.
Yeah. It goes to a judge's decision, and the judges rule 7-2 for Minion.
Your first super heavyweight champion, Minion!
Your first BattleBots super heavyweight champion.
I would argue he might be the first super heavyweight champion of any robot combat thing ever.
Yeah, no, you're right enough, actually. Ha yeah.
Nailed it. Me.
Yep, so the victory goes to Minion. And that is the end of the super heavyweights in the pay-per-view.
Thank fuck. That was...
There's no more super heavyweights. Let's just watch the credits at the end of the pay-per-view.
Oh no, bonus content.
bonus content. Oh boy, I wonder what it is.
That's it. I'm going to go take a walk.
What is it? What is it? Oh, it's a super heavyweight battle royal. Oh, joy.
Grizz? Yes?
Come on!
No!
Grizz?
What?
Grizz, come back!
No!
Come on!
Why?
So I have put myself through this super heavyweight tournament once just for fun. Funsies!
So anyway, getting on to the Battle Royal, which is...
Nope! Because... the announcer at the end of this calls this a Royal Rumble. That's copyright, pal. I own the rights to the Royal Rumble.
What are you doing here, Vince?
Shut up.
So anyway.
No chance.
So anyway. We get onto the Royal Rumble. Which has every robot apart from Mechadon and the robot that we never see.
No, five of the seven. Abattoir?
Abattoir doesn't talk.
Also didn't make it.
So we are down to five of them.
Yeah, so Slam is here without chains on it.
But it does actually manage to get a spin going.
Yeah, well, granted, it did in his first match. He got that first good hit, and then that was really about it.
Yep. So, Minion seems to be pretty much dead on arrival.
Oh, yeah. Like, this thing is... It's like, leave me alone, please.
World Peace kind of takes a while to get going.
Gensu just kind of spins about erratically for half of this thing.
Yeah, it's... Gijinsu is just charging around randomly. Actually, to be fair... Oh, that's what happens.
Yeah, that was a good hit.
Slam hits Minion, and Minion just... You see the chain go... Boom!
Oh, yeah.
So, as I said, you've got Slam spinning around the place, no one else going near it, because it just ripped the champion a new one.
Yeah.
Jinzu's just running around going, eventually it'll hit something.
Yep.
World Peace is crawling around and just starts attacking the dead Minion.
As you probably would in these kind of matches.
At one point, Jinzu hits Raikon, bounces onto its side. You see the saw blades all warp and it bounces back up.
Once again, chains dangling. This seems to be the story of the super heavyweights. Chains do not hold up well.
Yeah. So basically what happens is it bounces back up straight and then goes dead.
Yep. So Minion, Slam. Slam just died without
Minion,
any
Slam,
explanation.
And Ginzu are all in the corner dead. And then Raikon and World Peace.
World Peace takes another pop at Minion. Yeah, it's like, I'm beating the shit out of the champion. Ah, look at me. Ah, yeah. So.
And then Ginzu's like, hey, I'm the one that's still fighting here.
No, that's Raikon. You really need to get those two names right.
So. What then happens is Raikon and World Peace hit each other, and then World Peace starts chasing after Raikon.
Raikon, I think, saws are also like destroyed, so
yep.
He's just trying to like butt the robot. But World Peace. but World Peace.
And
I think we could all get behind but World Peace.
At some point, I think World Peace, part of the claw breaks.
Yes, Raikon manages to destroy the claw of World Peace by World Peace going on an offensive attack. But because the action between the two of them is so boring, the camera team decide to just show the three dead robots in the corner.
And then they cut back and...
Pop. There it goes. Like, fucking just... World Peace just goes down for a delicious little clamp because Raikon is not fucking moving at this point.
Yeah.
It's another dead robot. World Peace goes in and the claw just absolutely buckles and snaps completely off.
There we go. It's getting late and it's doing damage, and then all of a sudden it just goes.
That was the most depressing thing I think I've ever seen in my life.
And then the time ends with you've got.
No, the time doesn't end yet. There's still about 30 seconds of this match and no robots fucking moving.
Yeah.
So there's 30 seconds of people just staring at five dead robots.
And then at one point, Rykel's trying really hard. You see Rykel bucking like, come on!
Shudders like,
come on!
Come on,
if I'm
Wheels!
Moving, it counts!
Come on, Wheels!
If I move one inch, I win!
No!
And it goes to crowd response.
Which seems to be the kind of thing for every Rumble. It's just like, how do you want to win, crowd?
And the crowd goes, we want world peace to have its day!
I'm with world peace.
So world peace wins! Yay! World peace was achieved in 1999. We've been fine for 20 years, guys!
I don't understand what you're referencing.
World peace was achieved! World peace won 20 years ago!
No comment. I'm sorry.
Oh, wait a minute. This was the same year George W. Bush got nominated. That's what happened. There was world peace winning and then George Bush got elected.
Once again, they give the giant nut to the robot.
Yeah. And everyone shakes hands and goes, well, this was the last thing. There's a reason this wasn't on the pay-per-view.
Yes, it wasn't. This was bonus content.
This was bonus content.
And then my final note, what a wet fart of a way to end this show. This show being our podcast, this show being the last match that's on this fucking thing.
Yep.
My God, like, and yet, like, the fact that the super heavyweights are still a thing that goes on when Battle Boss actually makes television baffles me. Because that was a perfect kind of look at things not to do when it comes to robot combat, because
you've got a robot that's too complicated to fix, you've got a robot that drives stupidly and crashes, you've got a robot that bursts into flame within about 30 seconds,
you've got a robot that wins by not, like, doesn't have any active weapons because they're already broke.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have time to fix them.
I mean, it's not the greatest showing. And particularly, you have to consider, this is on pay-per-view. This is pretty much the first time people have seen this event.
People paid for this. That's the only time that I'll ever do that annoying clap thing.
Yep.
But people paid to watch that
so
we just reviewed.
It's the only time that you will hear the claps that we do as edit points.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
So, yeah, that's going to confuse Alan with his editing.
No, well, like, I established that. This is the only time. You get it.
Yeah. So,
when you listen to that part back, you'll see.
No, it's fine. So, that's the end of the show, and that's the end of. Oh, wait! There's still a heavyweight tournament.
What?
Maybe that one better.
Fingers crossed.
Do you know what?
What?
I think we'll find out next week. There we go, that's the end of that.